next time you happen to be sitting on the Vyasasan, it's appropriate if you're drinking some water, you know, if you touch the cup to your lips, you are considered to be contaminated. That is called jutta. So if you touch, if you become jutta and then you touch the scripture, then that's very bad. So you notice if you ever, I guess you never saw. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada, he always, like that. So just for your information, the next time you happen to be sitting on the Vyasasana.
Samo jedna mala digresija. Sljedeći put kad budete sjedili na Vyasasanu i pijete vodu, onda je dobro piti zraka, jer inače se smatrate kontaminirani i onda ne bi trebali dirati šastre.
Few other things that I notice whenever I travel around, it has become endemic almost in ISKCON to chant different bhajans in a particular way.
Druga stvar koju sam primijetio dok putujem, da u ISKCON-u rijetko postoje bhajani koji se pjevaju.
It's really not important. I mean, it's not super important how you chant. It's more your feeling. But if by accident you can chant the mantra properly, it's nice.
Nije super važno na koji način pjevate maha mantru, već je važno srce, ali ako slučajno možete pjevati pravilno, to je jako dobro.
So there are some of us who are like nitpickers. Not they go out and pick nits, but nitpicker is an expression of people who find little faults in everything you do, you know.
Nije da smo mi sitničari koji pronalaze najsitnije greške.
So as an old nitpicker, I have some pet peeves. Pet peeve is something that, oh, you know pet peeve? It's an I'm going to teach you guys English one way or the other. Or not even English, American. I'm going to teach you American. Although I don't even know if that's an American expression. A pet peeve is something that, you know, you always see people doing wrong and it stays in your mind, kind of thing.
Kao stari sitničar, ja uvijek imam određene zamjerke. Moje omiljene zamjerke.
So I can probably say this about 10 times in the temple and it probably won't change, but even otherwise, I'll just try one time here. I go through this routine in other places too. Namaste Narasinghaya Praladala. I mean, I've heard some pretty wild things in my time. Praladala da la da 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 da. But it's Prahlada La De Dayane Hiranyakashipur Bhakshaha Shilatamka Nakalaye Ito Nisrim A. Ito Nisrim A Parato Nisrim O. What I hear is Ito Nusimo, Parato Nusimo, Nusimo, Nimso, oh, all the way through. That's not it. If you look in the songbook and, you know, put your glasses on, you'll see that there's a difference. It's Ito Nusima, Parato Nusimo, Yato Yato, Yamitato Nusima. But here Nusimo, Hridaye Nisrimo, Nisrimma Madim Sharanam, and it's not Prapa die. The Sringadev does not die. It's Prapadye. And then you can go to town with O. Nisringhamadim Sharanam Prapadye. Where are we now? Huh? No. There's Bahir Nisimo Hridaye Nisimo. Oh, you get to chant O the last two times. Bahir Nisimo Hridaye Nisimo. Nisringhamadim Paradam. Prapadye. And then Tavakara Kamala Bareena Kam Adbhuta Singham Dali. That's usually everyone's got that one down. There's a few other little ones, not so important, but sometimes we say Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati. I've heard Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami. That means Mrs. Bhakti Vedanta. it's Srimate. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Yeah.
Should I translate this? Or?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead. Did anybody not understand what I said?
Ima li neko ko nije razumio šta sam rekao? No.
He'll translate after the class for you. He likes to translate a lot. So, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharitarini. Okay, that's enough for now. Enough culture for now. Too much at one time might shock you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, entitled The Opulence of the Absolute, text number 18. Ooh, I got the wrong message. Okay. Doesn't matter. I'm fully versant in all the verses. He wrote 18.
My handwriting.
You want to translate?
Čitam iz Bhagavad Gita.
No, sorry. You want to translate that you blew it on writing down the numbers. Okay. You alone know yourself by your own internal potency. O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe.
Doista, samo ti poznaješ sebe svojom unutarnjom moći. O vrhovna osoba, podrijetlo svega, gospodaru svih bića, Bože nad bogovima, gospodaru univerzumu. Smisao. Svevišnjega gospodina Krišnu mogu shvatiti osobe poput Arđune i njegovih sljedbenika, koji imaju odnos s njim u predanom služenju. Osobe demonske ili ateističke prirode ne mogu shvatiti Krišnu. Umna špekulacija koja udaljava osobu od svevišnjeg gospodina ozbiljan je grijeh. Stoga onaj tko ne poznaje Krišnu ne bi trebao pokušavati da tumači Bhagavad Gitu. Bhagavad Gita je nauk o Krišni koji je izgovorio sam Krišna i zato se treba shvatiti od Krišne kao što ga je shvatio Arjuna. Ne bismo trebali slušati tumačenja ateističkih osoba. U Šrimad Bhagavatamu rečeno je vrhovna se istina spoznaje u tri vida. Neosobni Brahman, kao lokalizirana paramatma i na kraju kao svevišnja božanska osoba. Tako u posljednjem stadiju razumijevanja apsolutne istine osoba prilazi svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi. Običan čovjek ili oslobođena osoba koja je spoznala neosobni Brahman ili lokaliziranu paramatmu ne mora razumjeti Božju osobnost. Takvi ljudi trebaju pokušati shvatiti vrhovnu osobu iz stihova Bhagavad Gita koje je izgovorila ta ista osoba Krišna. Impersonalisti katkada prihvaćaju Krišnu kao Bhagavana ili prihvaćaju njegov autoritet. Ipak, mnoge oslobođene osobe ne mogu shvatiti da je Krišna Purušotama vrhovna osoba. Zato ga Arjuna oslovljava kao Purušotamu. Čak i tada osoba ne mora shvatiti da je Krišna otac svih živih bića. Zato ga Arjuna oslovljava kao Buta Bavanu. Ako i shvati da je Krišna otac svih živih bića, osoba ne mora shvatiti da je Krišna vrhovni upravitelj. Zato ga Arjuna ovdje oslovljava kao Butešu, vrhovnog upravitelja svih živih bića. Netko može znati da je Krišna vrhovni upravitelj svih živih bića, ali ne mora znati da je podrijetlo svih polubogova. Zbog toga je ovdje oslovljen kao Deva Deva, obožavani bog svih polubogova. Čak i ako zna da je Krišna obožavani bog svih polubogova, osoba ne mora znati da je Krišna vrhovni vlasnik svega. Zato je oslovljen kao Jagat Pati. Tako je u ovom stihu kroz Arjuninu spoznaju otkrivena istina o Krišni, a mi trebamo slijediti Arjunine stope kako bismo shvatili Krišnu takva kakav jest. Još jednom stih. Doista, samo ti poznaješ sebe svojom unutarnjom moći, o vrhovna osobo, podrijetlo svega, gospodaru svih bića, Bože nad bogovima, gospodaru svemira.
In the previous verse, Arjuna comes to the ultimate conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and accepts him fully.
U prethodnom stihu Arjuna shvaća da je Krišna svevišnja božanska osoba i u potpunosti ga prihvaća.
So in one sense the Bhagavad Gita is finished in 10 chapters. Krishna's job was to bring Arjuna from a condition of darkness to the proper understanding of who he was, what his duty was, and what his relationship with Krishna was.
Praktično Bhagavad Gita je gotova u 10. poglavlju, jer Krišna je izveo Arjunu iz tame tako da može shvatiti što je njegova dužnost i koji je njegov odnos prema Krišni.
Actually, Arjuna is an eternal associate of Krishna's, and there is no question of his being covered by darkness or being covered by ignorance, but for the purpose of answering our questions, Arjuna was put into a condition of illusion.
Pošto je Arjuna oslobođena osoba i Krišnin pratilac, nema ni govora da može doći pod utjecaj Maje ili Tame, ali da bi odgovorio na naša pitanja, Krišna je stavio Arjunu u Tamu.
So when Arjuna comes to the conclusion that Krishna is the origin of everything, that Krishna is the controller, supreme controller of everything, that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, then we can take it on Arjuna's testimony and accept that as authority.
Kada Arjuna kaže da prihvaća Krišnu kao izvora svega, kao kontrolora svega i vlasnika svega, onda možemo prihvatiti tu izjavu na osnovu autoriteta Arjune.
Practically speaking, at the present moment in Kali Yuga, people are very disinclined, not inclined, to accept anyone as authority on anything, especially adults or teenagers or whatever.
Danas u Kali Jugi ljudi nisu skloni da prihvate bilo kakvog autoriteta za bilo šta, pogotovo starije osobe itd.
Although it is obvious that we accept authorities all our lives.
Iako je očito da prihvaćamo autoritete cijeli život.
Nobody is born with full knowledge. Nobody comes out of the womb and goes off to work at the nuclear physics department. But they have to learn, the first thing they have to learn is toilet training. You know, there's so many things that they have to learn. And they have to learn by hearing and by accepting the authority of their parents.
Niko se ne rađa toliko pametan da može odmah ići raditi u institut za nuklearnu fiziku, već sve mora naučiti prije svega kako otići na nuždu i to sve uči od roditelja koji su mu autoritet.
My point was that all throughout our lives we have to accept someone as an authority. At a certain stage we may say, I reject authority, but whatever knowledge we have got that we say, I now reject authority, we have acquired that knowledge by accepting so many authorities.
Kroz cijeli život mi moramo prihvaćati razne autoritete i mi možemo u jednom trenutku reći ja sada odbacujem svoje autoritete, ali svo znanje koje smo stekli do sada smo dobili prihvaćajući autoritet.
If someone wants to understand the absolute truth without accepting the authority of scripture, without accepting the authority of the previous acharyas, then it is going to take him a very, very long time, and there is no guarantee of success.
Ako neko želi shvatiti Krišnu bez prihvaćanja bilo kakvog autoriteta, bez prihvaćanja šastra i prethodnih acharya, onda će mu trebati dugo, dugo vremena i nema nikakve garancije za uspjeh.
For example, if someone tells me that men are mortal, all men will die, I can accept that. I've seen that my father died, my cousin died, the prime minister died, Diana died. So I can accept it.
Ako mi neko kaže da su svi ljudi smrtni, da svi umiru, onda ja mogu to prihvatiti jer vidim da je moj otac umro, rođak mi umro, predsjednik države je umro, Diana je umrla.
But if I don't accept it, then I have to do private research and I have to search out each and every individual person, and I may think there may be someone somewhere who is not dying. I just have to keep searching.
Ali ako ne prihvatim to, onda ću morat napraviti privatnu istragu i provjeriti sve ljude i mislit možda nađem negdje nekog ko nije umro.
And that way I'll waste my whole life and never come to any conclusion.
I na taj način ću potrošiti cijeli svoj život i neću doći do nikakvog zaključka.
And the last thing will be that I will understand that there may be someone somewhere who is not dying, but it's not me, and then I will die.
I onda na kraju ću shvatiti da postoji možda neko negdje ko neće umriti, ali ja ću umriti. To jest ja nisam taj.
So in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have made the conscious choice, the enlightened choice, that we will accept the authority of the scriptures and of the parampara and of the collective Vaishnavas.
Mi u pokretu za svjesnost Krišne smo napravili svjestan izbor, izabrali smo šastre i prethodne acharije i društvo bhakta kao autoritet.
And here Arjuna is accepting Krishna, and from this acceptance, Arjuna is getting strength to do his duty.
Ovdje vidimo da Arjuna prihvaća Krishnu kao autoritet i iz tog prihvaćanja ima snagu da radi svoju dužnost.
In another verse it is stated, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyapamam shantimruchiti. Someone who accepts that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, sarva loka maheshwaram, all the planets, he's the controller, and sarva bhutanam suridam, he's the friend of all living beings, who accepts that, he attains lasting peace.
U Bhagavad Gita je rečeno da onaj tko prepoznaje Krišnu kao vlasnika svih planeta, kao kontrolora svega i kao prijatelja svih živih bića, osoba koja to svača, ona dostiže trajni mir.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how one can come to the point of accepting Krishna.
U komentaru Srila Prabhupada objašnjava kako osoba može doći do te točke prihvaćanja Krishne.
He says here that persons who are in a relationship with Krishna through devotional service.
On kaže osobe koje imaju odnos sa Krišnom kroz predano služenje.
The Supreme Lord Krishna can be known by persons who are in a relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service.
Svevišnji gospodina Krišnu mogu shvatiti osobe koje imaju odnos s njim kroz predano služenje.
Generally in the material world we find that people are in relationship with another person through the discharge of semen or other things, sexual fluids or whatever.
U materijalnom svijetu imamo iskustvo da su jedna osoba je u vezi s drugom kroz ispuštanje sjemena.
This word discharge is not the same in English as it is in Croatian. In other words, there are two things. There is prema and there is kama.
Drugim riječima, postoje dvije stvari, prema i kama.
Kama is what we're accustomed to. We have relationships with people on the basis of extracting something in return.
Na kamu smo svi navikli, to je kad imamo odnos s osobama da bi dobili nešto za uzvrat.
There is always some motive.
Uvijek postoji neki motiv.
But pure love between the soul and the supreme soul is without any motive. There is no desire to get something from the person that you love. Rather, you simply want to give everything.
Ali u ljubavi između duše i nad duše, u čistoj ljubavi, ne postoji želja da dobijemo nešto za uzvrat, nego osoba želi samo dati.
And someone who is not prepared to surrender to Krishna in that way can never know Krishna.
I osoba koja se nije spremna predati Krishni na taj način nikada ne može upoznati Krishnu.
Krishna covers them by his yoga maya potency.
Krishna ih prekriva sa svojom yoga maya energijom.
Naham prakrsa sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. I cover their intelligence and I put them into demoniac species of life.
Krišna kaže, prekrivam njihovu inteligenciju i stavljam ih u demonske vrste života.
They go down and down and down.
Idu dole i dole, sve niže.
Until they become a very low species of life and they have no chance to understand God.
Dok ne dođu u vrlo niske oblike života i nemaju više šansu da shvate Boga.
And it will be a very long time before they will get a chance to come to the human form of life again.
I proći će puno vremena prije nego što dobiju šansu da dođu ponovo do ljudskog oblika života.
So we have to choose very carefully what kind of authority we will follow.
Moramo vrlo pažljivo izabrati koju ćemo vrstu autoriteta slijediti.
If we have faith in scripture, if we have faith in God, if we have faith in the Vaishnavas, then we can make progress and use the human form of life properly.
Ko imamo vjeru u svete spise i u Vaishnave, onda možemo napraviti napredak u ljudskom životu i iskoristiti svoju vjeru pravilno.
But if we reject the authority and disobey the laws of God, then our suffering is going to be inconceivable. So much suffering we will have to go through.
Ali ako odbacimo zakone, ako odbacimo zakone Boga i kršimo ih, onda će naša patnja biti neopisiva.
We make the choice, it's not Krishna's fault.
Mi imamo izbor, to nije Krišnina greška.
If you choose to the sun, it was a beautiful day today. But and the sunlight, if you get sunlight, it's very good for your health. But if you choose to stay indoors and not take advantage of the sun, whose fault is that?
Danas je bio lijep sunčan dan i ako izađete na sunce, to je vrlo zdravo. Međutim, ako želite namjerno ostati u kući, onda čija je to greška?
Can we blame the sun?
Možemo li kriviti sunce?
You didn't come in the window and come in my room in the center of the house and you didn't shine on me. It's all your fault.
Nisi došao kroz prozor skroz u sredinu kuće u moju sobu, to je tvoja greška.
No, it's your fault. All you had to do was get a chair and go and sit out on the lawn and get a little sunlight.
A nije, to je tvoja greška. Sve što si trebao je izaći malo van sa stolicom i malo se posunčati.
So Krishna is inviting us to leave this dark material world, this place of suffering, and come to him.
Krishna nas poziva da napustimo ovaj tamni materijalni svijet i da se vratimo njemu.
Krishna can not be understood by someone who is a competitor.
Krishna ne može shvatiti netko komu je suparnik.
Krishna only agrees to reveal himself to his devotee.
Krishna pristaje da se pokaže jedino svom bhakti.
When the devotee's eyes are filled with love for Krishna, when the devotee's heart is clean, when it is purified of lust, anger, and greed, when the devotee is engaging all of his senses in the service of Krishna, then Krishna automatically is attracted and reveals himself to that devotee.
Kada su oči bhakte napunjene ljubavlju, kada mu je srce čisto i oslobođeno požude, ljutnje i pohlepe, i kada je sva svoja čula angažira u predano služenje, onda Krišna postaje privučen i otkriva se takvoj osobi.
But if someone is all day long committing sin and is neglecting God and is cultivating sense gratification, then why should Krishna reveal himself to such a person? That person won't even be able to appreciate Krishna. Why should Krishna reveal himself?
Ali ako neka osoba cijeli dan radi grijehe i angažirana je u osjetilno uživanje, zašto bi se Krišna otkrio takvoj osobi? Takva osoba ne može ni cijeniti Krišnu, zašto bi se on onda otkrio?
So, if you want to understand Krishna, think about yourself.
Ako želite shvatiti Krišnu, razmislite o sebi.
Krishna is a person.
Krishna je osoba.
You're a person.
Vi ste osoba.
So if you study yourself, you can understand something about Krishna.
Ako studirate sebe, možete shvatiti nešto o Krishni.
Krishna says that I am equal to everyone, but someone who is my devotee, I take special care of him.
Krishna kaže, ja sam jednak prema svima, ali onaj tko je moj bhakta, za njega se posebno brinem.
So, a man may be very liberal in his affection towards all other men or all other living beings, but if he has special affection for his own wife and children, no one's going to blame him.
Osoba može voljeti sve ljude, ali ako ima posebnu privrženost prema članovima svoje obitelji, nikoga neće kriviti za to.
So in the same way, Krishna, he is equal to everyone, but if someone shows special affection to him, then he reciprocates with them in the same way.
Tako isto je Krishna, on je jednak prema svime, prema svima, ali ako netko pokaže posebnu naklonost prema Krišni, onda Krišna uzvraća.
So it's a very simple thing, it's not difficult when you accept the right authority, then you get the right knowledge and you proceed from that point.
I to nije teško, ako prihvatimo pravog autoriteta, onda dobivamo pravo znanje i onda krećemo s te točke.
There is no difference between you and Krishna, except Krishna is unlimited and you are limited.
Nema razlike između Krishne i vas, osim što je Krishna neograničen, a vi ste ograničeni.
Krishna has emotions, you have emotions.
Krishna ima osjećaje i vi imate osjećaje.
You can be offended by someone, Krishna can be offended also.
Vas može neko uvrijediti i Krishnu također može neko uvrijediti.
He is the supreme controller, but he's a person.
On je vrhovni kontrolor, ali je osoba.
You are also a controller, but you are a minute controller.
Vi ste također kontrolor, ali minijaturni kontrolor.
So Arjuna has realized this fact by practicing devotional service, and if you give yourself time, if you practice devotional service and patiently await Krishna's mercy, there are 6 symptoms of surrender, and 3 of them involve a degree of confidence that Krishna will bestow his blessings on you.
Ne, bilo je prije nešto. Arjuna je
I didn't even say the word Arjuna.
In the beginning.
If you practice devotional service patiently,
ako prakticirate predano služenje strpljivo,
then Krishna will reveal himself.
Onda će se Krishna otkriti.
You should have that much confidence.
trebamo imati, trebamo biti toliko uvjereni.
Out of the six symptoms of surrender described in the Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami,
od šest simptoma predanosti koji su opisani u Nektaru predanosti od Srila Rupe Goswamija,
three of them involve the devotee's feeling confident that he will get Krishna's mercy, that Krishna will protect him, and that Krishna is his best friend and like that.
Od tih šest principa u tri se spominje da je bhakta uvjeren da će dobiti Krishnu zaštitu.
So I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments?
Ima li kakvo pitanje ili komentar?
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.